Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino.
The Cisco Kid.
Like the magician who pulls a rabbit out of a hat with a few words of magic, you can pull a good meal out of the bread box with just six well-chosen words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Words of pure magic when it comes to serving a good breakfast, a nourishing lunch, or a filling, satisfying dinner. Good butternut bread. It's just like saying abracadabra over a hungry family. Butternut is fresh, it's rich, it's soft and white and tender. And butternut bread is nourishing bread, too. It's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals, the quick food energy we all need. And most important, butternut's nourishing goodness lasts right down to the last tender slice. You'll never have to waste a single slice. So next time you buy bread, buy the loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Mistaken Identity. The rip-roaring town of Hondo, New Mexico Territory, in the 1870s was the scene of one of the strangest adventures that occurred to the daring and courageous Cisco Kid. It was here that he and Pancho met with one of the most dangerous adventures of their lives, for the two men who opposed them were strong, ruthless, deadly. Men who murdered because of the innate cruelty of their natures. As our story opens, gunslinger Rimpa Lawson arrives in town.
Oh, well, Jughead. Oh, this is Hondo.
Mike, when you're dead. Howdy, howdy, stranger.
Howdy. My name's Rimpa Lassen. What's yours?
Al's Carter.
Well, now we ain't strangers, are we?
Yeah, that's right. Now we're not strangers. So you're Rimpa Lassen, huh?
Oh, you know me, huh? Well, then you know I'm here because I got...
Yeah? You were saying?
I was.
Well, I thought you were. Yeah, I know of you. Most everyone's heard of how handy you are with those six guns.
Well, I take that as a compliment, Alice. I aim to return it later. Excuse me.
Sure.
Ah, that's mighty fancy music for this kind of a place, Professor.
My name's Garth Tabor, Mr. Lassen. It's lucky you stopped talking when you did.
It's lucky you started playing when you did. That's how I recognize you're the one who sent for me. What's the million-dollar proposition you wrote me about, Tabor?
This isn't the best place to talk about it, Rimpa.
What do you need me for?
You're a man who likes money, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a man who thinks there's enough here for both of us. Besides, I rather think there'll be ample need for the hardware you display.
Hey, Garth, would you give us a tune, please? Some of that high-class music you've just been playing, huh?
You bet I will, Alice.
What's this sit-up? Who's she?
Alice? She owns this place.
And you work for her?
What better place or way to keep a finger on everything that's going on?
And the Ranahan you want measured for a pine box. What about him?
He'll be walking in any moment. I'll point him out to you.
Yeah, you do that. He'll be carried out soon after, feet first.
Now, this is the soon after. That's him, coming in here now.
Him? That hombre? Well, you know who he is?
Yeah, his name's Jim Drake. What's the matter with you?
Well, maybe he calls himself Jim Drake. And he sure ain't wearing the clothes he usually does, but I know him.
Well, you sound as though you're afraid of him.
Hey, listen, Piano Pounder. I ain't afraid of nobody. Only you should have said it was the Cisco Kid I was going against.
Oh, that. I'm sorry, I should have told you. That mistake's been made before. People say Drake looks like the Cisco Kid, but that he certainly doesn't act like him.
What? Are you sure?
As sure as Drake is coming this way now.
I just can't believe it.
You will. Talk to him.
Good day to you, Mr. Tabor.
Good day to you, Mr. Drake. What's your pleasure?
May I request the rendition of one of those fine piano classics from you?
Well, I'll be roped and branded.
I beg your pardon, sir?
Why, you look enough like him to be. But that lingo you toss around.
I don't quite follow you.
Well, try following this, you blasted tin horn! You wall-eyed dude! Try to draw me, will you?
Hold it! Hold it, I'll put the next bullet through your impulse, you gun, Jim Drake.
Well, he went to draw me.
No, he didn't. He doesn't wear a gun. Besides, there'll be no gunfights in this cafe, you savvy?
Yeah, all right. But you get this, you sow-belly greenhorn. You better get yourself a gun and wear it. The next time we meet, I'm gonna kill you!
But you not got no brother, Cisco.
No, I do not, Pancho.
And you not got no twin.
I told you I have no brother, Chico.
Well, then how he could be your twin?
The hombre is not my twin, Pancho. I was only told he looks exactly like me.
Oh, he looks exactly like you, Cisco?
So I have heard. You forget I've never seen this hombre yet.
Oh, we see him soon. We almost be in the town of Hondo.
Well, that is the town just ahead, Pancho.
Boy, we asked that hombre driving the wagon this way where we... Madre mia! Hola, hola!
Oh, diablo, ho, ho!
Santo Bartolomeo, del Carmeo!
Oh, ho there, ho!
Oh, you look as if you have been in a bad fight, hombre.
Oh, Cisco! That got to be the one. That him!
Now look, you two. I've never seen you before. I don't want any fight with you.
We are not looking for a fight, senor.
Chihuahua, the two twins, you and him, look just the same like each other, Cisco.
Well, what do you know? We do resemble each other.
As Pancho says, senor, enough to be twins.
Except Cisco not got the black eye like the twin hombre got.
Cisco? You're the Cisco Kid?
Si, senor.
Jim Drake.
Senor Jim Drake? This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, pleased to make the acquaintanceship with you, Senor Jim. Oh, how you get a black eye?
Because I have the misfortune to look like Cisco. Oh, don't misunderstand me, Cisco. No offense meant.
Of course not, Senor Jim. Why did the way you look get you the black eye?
Well, that must have been the reason. This fellow, I'd never seen him before, started fighting with me for no provocation. Threatens to kill me the next time he sees me.
Oh, but you're not wearing no gun, Senor.
I wouldn't know how to use it if I did. Back east, we've no need for guns.
Someday it'll be the same here in the west. But until then, tell me, Senor Jim, what is the name of the hombre you fought with?
I believe he's called Rimpa, something or other.
Oh, Rimpa Larson.
Rimpa Larson, the gunslinger.
Gee. I heard something to that effect.
So that coyote of a killer thought you were the Cisco Kid and picked a fight with you.
No, that's not it, Cisco. He knew I wasn't you and...
Un momento, senor. I have an idea.
See, we got an idea. Hey, what Pancho laugh about? Pancho not know the idea. What the idea, Cisco? What?
I would like to teach Rimpa a lesson. Suppose we exchange clothes, Senor Jim, and I drive your wagon back to town.
Oh, that a wonderful idea, Cisco. That coyote, Rimpa, he think you Senor Jim.
No, huh? Cisco, no good. You forget, that gunslinger threatened to shoot me.
All the more reason I should do it, senor. Rimpa and I had a run-in back in Phoenix. He's a slimy, treacherous snake. The town of Hondo will be better off without him.
Oh, see, and Cisco more than a match for him. Pancho get some mud and make it look like you got the black eye, Cisco, the same as energy.
But our speeches, our voices, they're not the same.
Leave it to me. Pancho, you stay here with Senor Jim.
Oh, all right. It better for Pancho not to be seen with Cisco.
I hope you know what you're doing, Cisco. If Rimpa is as treacherous as you say, watch out. Be careful he doesn't shoot you in the back.
Hey, guard. Guard Tabor, where are you?
Over here, Rimpa. In the alley alongside the cafe.
What's all this secrecy about?
Well, it's no secret from you, Rimpa. For one thing, I'm on the lam from the law.
And for another?
I'm not sure how Alice stands with the law. Until I am, I don't want her to know me as anything but a piano player.
She knows my reputation. She can figure that if you and
no
me...
No need for her to know unless we tell her. Or she sees us together. That's why I asked you to meet me out here.
All right. What's this million-dollar proposition of yours?
Plain and simple, Rimpa. Here it is.
Ho, now, ho!
What's the matter?
Look who just drove up again.
Jim Drake. I didn't think he'd have the gall to come back here after what I told him.
Well, unless he's dead, there's no $1 million for us.
That dude's going back into the cafe. I'm going after him.
Go get him. I'll follow by way of the back door.
And this time, no gal is going to stop me.
Make certain she doesn't. Good luck.
But it's downright foolhardy. Please, get back in your wagon. Rimpa.
Well, I see you still ain't wearing a gun, Drake.
No gun.
What did you say?
I'm not carrying a gun.
What are you trying to do? Imitate the way the Cisco kid talks? Are you trying to fool me, dude?
You were a fool long before I met you, Rimpa.
Oh, you didn't learn nothing, huh? From the beating I gave you before, huh?
Remember that beating, Malik? And for the black eye.
Oh, my eye.
Go to it, Jim. I don't care if you do wreck the place. Finish what you began.
Accommodate the senorita. Settle the score. And for the gun.
Why, you stinking jayhawker.
Put that glass down, Rimpa.
Sure I will. I'll put the jagged edges of this glass to use in carving up your face.
Not while I can force it, Rabbit. Never trying to use that glass.
You are the Cisco kid, you rotten skunk. You should have worn a gun.
No, he's unarmed. Don't!
And since Cisco is unarmed, that gunshot may mean his death. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Give yourself and your family a break every day. Start every morning with a good big breakfast. Because a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast means...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Start every day the healthful way with several good big slices of crisp golden brown butternut toast, dripping with rich yellow creamery butter. Sound good? It is good. And good for you, too. Experts tell us that everybody needs a good breakfast every day with plenty of the nourishing foods like butternut bread. Made from healthy, nutritious wheat and enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Quick food energy for folks who use up that energy quick at home, at school, or at work. So remember, a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast means...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Thank you.
back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Mistaken Identity. Prodded by Garth Tabor, gunslinger Rimpar Lassen attempts to draw Jim Drake into a gunfight. Cafe owner Alice Carter saves his life. Cisco and Pancho seek out Jim because they've heard he looks enough like Cisco to be a twin brother. When they meet, they find this to be true. Cisco changes clothes with Jim and returns to the cafe. Since Rimpar has threatened Jim's life, he goes to make good his threat, not realizing it is Cisco he is fighting instead of Jim. When Rimpar sees Cisco is unarmed, he draws a gun and fires point blank. Now...
we will use that gun no more. Drop it, Rimpar.
Yeah, not before I put another bullet through you, Cisco.
First a yank, up and over my head.
Jim, just break that bullet and hitch. I saw it. Here, let me help you.
I'm all right, senorita. But this sidewinder Rimpar Lassen will not be. Oh. Up on your feet, coyote.
All right. Let go of me.
I'll get you here together and get out of town. Sorry.
Well, the fight's over, boys. Forget about it. Here's a little music to help you.
Yeah, that's right, boys. Settle down. Settle down. Thank you, Garth. I still can't believe it, Jim. He shot you point blank and you're still on your feet.
Well, perhaps this is a day of many surprises, senorita.
Come in the office, will you please? Forget about Lassen. Please.
Who can resist when a beautiful senorita makes such a request, eh?
You can drop the accent now, Jim. You've already impressed me. Much more than you think. Come on in, Jim. I didn't think you had that much fight in you, Jim. And I'm still amazed that you're not dead.
I think this is the reason I'm still alive.
Oh, your watch.
The bullet is still embedded in the watch. Hey, look here. When I open the face... surprised this part of it works. The watch itself is damaged beyond repair, but it certainly saved my life.
Jim. Jim Drake, look at me. Right before that gunshot, Rimpar called you Cisco. I think I know how to find out for myself.
Well, senorita, now that you've kissed me, what do you think?
This is really a backwards introduction. I'm Alice Carter, Cisco. It's a pleasure to meet this Cisco kid.
Gracias, Senorita Alice. I can think of no more desirable way to be introduced to you.
Then why not let me introduce myself again? Oh, sorry. Oh,
please do not be. It was an accident. Santa Maria, what is this?
Hey... fell out when you dropped the watch. It was in there all the time.
An old piece of parchment.
Here, let me see. Let me see it. Hurry up.
A momento, Senorita Alice. The watch, as well as the clothes, belong to Jim Drake. Since this paper came from the watch, it belongs to him also.
But you don't... look, how would you like to be partners in $1,000,000?
What do you mean, Senorita?
That paper. That piece of parchment. It can lead us to $1,000,000.
What answer did Jim Drake give you after you introduced yourself to him, eh?
Why, you...
Yeah, I see you are taking back your introduction to me, senorita. Never try to slap me again, sorry.
Take hold of my arm!
Gladly, senorita. Now I begin to understand why Rimpar picked the fight with Jim Drake.
Yeah, at least Rimpar gave Jim a fair chance to save his life. You won't get a chance if you walk through that door.
Ha, 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 ha. Was nice to have met you, senorita.
Where are you headed for, Garth?
Into the back office. Alice sent for me, Rimpar.
She did, huh? She sent for me, too.
Yeah? Wonder what she has in mind.
That's what we're gonna find out.
You wanted to see me, Alice?
Yeah, Garth. I didn't expect you and Rimpar together. Since you're both here, it'll save me having to repeat what I'm going to say.
Well, say it.
You were right, Rimpar. That was Cisco who took that gun away from you.
Is that what you are going to tell me?
Hold on. Don't act like a Brahma bull on a rampage.
You seem to have had a run-in with a Cisco kid yourself, Alice. You know, I still don't understand why Rimpaugh's bullet didn't kill him.
Jim Drake's watch.
What?
Sisko was wearing Jim Drake's clothes. He was carrying Jim Drake's watch. That bullet you shot, Rimpaugh, it stopped the watch. The watch stopped it.
I blast the luck.
No. You're wrong. Lucky for the three of us it happened.
I don't follow you, Alice.
Because of your bullet, I was able to find out where Jim carried that treasure map.
What treasure?
You're not playing closed poker, Garth. This is an open hand. You don't think you fooled me for a minute, do you?
Why, I...
You arrived here in Honda the same day Jim Drake did. I had you spotted when you came to town. Maybe you fooled the yokels when you took the professor job pounding the piano here.
Well, you've been playing it cozy all the time, huh? Letting Garth here think that he was pulling the wool over your eyes.
I'll level with you, Rimpa. I was going after that treasure map myself.
Well, what stopped you?
First, Jim. He's no fool, even if he is a dude.
And second?
Same thing that stopped you, the Sisko kid.
Huh? What happened?
Well, what has happened isn't important. What's gonna happen is...
And what's gonna happen?
We're gonna complete the job Garth hired you to do.
I never told you...
Simmer down. You didn't have to. Rimpaugh doesn't have to carry a sign that he's a gun. He know why you hired him.
What's your plan, Alice?
Straight and simple. Let Jim Drake dig up his treasure with Sisko's help. We'll follow them.
Good. Yeah. And when they uncover that treasure... They'll have dug their own graves. Yeah, and we'll be there to bury them.
Well, Pancho, still think you made a big mistake, Sisko. That Rimpa Larson, he'd do anything to get even for the beating ups you give him.
I feel as though the whole thing's my fault.
Nonsense, Senor Jim. Larson got what he deserved.
I was aware that Alice Carter was after my map, but I never thought she'd hire a gunman to kill me in order to get it.
Why you tell everybody you got that map, Senor Jim?
I didn't, Pancho. I didn't have to. The Drake name is well known in these parts. So is the story of the Spanish treasure my grandfather found and lost again.
And the moment you set foot in Hondo, everyone knew why you came there.
I've been hounded with all kinds of offers of help and threats of death. That's why I've decided to return to the East. And forget about the treasure for a few years.
Oh, but not till Sisko able to find the landmarks and fill in a part of the map what got shooted out by that coyote Rimpaugh's bullet.
We will find it, Pancho. We will find the mine in spite of the holes in the map.
But...
Quieto. I said what I did for the benefit of the dry gulches up ahead. Caught sight of a glint of sunlight from a rifle barrel.
You're not going to ride into an ambush.
Better to flush out those mavericks and be done with them.
Oh, what if they gun us down?
And risk the chance of not finding the treasure? They will not shoot us. They need us. Now, make conversation.
Oh, we got much farther to ride, Senor Jim.
I just thought of something, Senor Jim. Try to talk like I do. Imitate me as best you can.
All right. I think we will soon be there, Pancho.
Bueno, bueno. Keep it up. We'll confuse them further if they do not know which one of us is really the Sisko kid.
I get you, Sisko. What are the markings on your map, Senor Jim?
Keep talking. A little farther and I'll be able to jump that dry gulch.
If I remember rightly... We should come to a large circle of rocks about 30 feet apart. You know, that was a marking device used by many of the old Spanish conquistadores.
What a thunder!
Oh, not try to use that gun, Senor.
Sisko, look out for Rimpa.
There's the last shot you will fire. Get up on your feet, coyote. Never try another dry gulch again.
Oh, bueno, bueno. Oh, Pancho thinks the dry gulches get dry gulched.
Your laughter is a little premature.
Oh, madre mia, another dry gulcher.
Don't worry, Sisko. This rifle is aimed at the back of your head. Make a fast move and I'll pull the trigger.
That's good work, guys.
I told you that was a place for you to wait.
Now, get their gun.
Un momento. Are you sure I am the Sisko kid?
That is right, hombres. Do not let the clothes fool you. We changed clothing before. Now, do you know which one of us really is Sisko?
Don't let him confuse us. This one's Jim Drake. Don't you remember he shouted a warning to Sisko when you were fighting him, Rimpaugh?
I only needed a split second. Hey, get this rifle from
me. Don't let him!
Oh, you not go nowhere, Santa Rita!
Take it easy, Santa Fair. Too bad you could not hold under the rifle.
Sisko, Rimpaugh escaped during that ruckus.
He will not get far. Here, keep the rifle, Senor Jim. All right. Keep guard over these two. Up the alley. Up.
Oh, we watch these bandidos. Not to let that buzzard escape, Cisco.
There will be no escape. Not if I can help it. Faster, Diablo. Give up. Pull up that horse, Rimpa. You do not have a chance. All right, then, since you will not. Down on that saddle. Since my fist did not teach you the necessary lesson before.
No fight, Cisco. No more fight. Enough. I had enough.
Then get moving, Coyote. Back to your partners.
All right, Cisco. But if I hadn't mistaken you for Jim Drake,
That was not your first mistake, Lassen, as you and your bandito partners will learn when you answer to the law.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco, the senorita and those two dry gulchers, oh, they get a long time in the prison for trying to kill us.
They got what they deserve, Pancho.
Si, they get what they deserve. Pancho, think that Senor Jim, he do the wise thing to go back east and not to look for that treasure now.
Senor Jim is not a greedy hombre. Someday, perhaps that map he has will lead him to the treasure, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho still not able to solve how Cisco read that map so good. Pancho able to see everything on the map, but still Pancho not able to see those same things on the land.
That is because of the shape of the earth, Pancho.
Huh? What do you say?
Because of the shape of the earth.
Oh, what shape the earth, Cisco?
Oh, come now, you know.
No, Pancho not know.
Well, tell me, what kind of earrings does Big Maria wear?
A square one.
No. I mean the one she wears on Sunday.
Oh, a round one.
See, then, what shape is the earth?
Square on weekdays and round on Sundays.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Up, Diablo.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
A big family, a big meal to prepare, and a small budget. That's what you might call the eternal triangle. And there's just one fine way to help you solve it. Just see to it that you serve more...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, serve more good butternut bread. More of it, more often. For example, make a leftover meal taste like something special with the simple addition of several slices of butternut bread. Serve it toasted and maybe sprinkled with cheese or garlic salt. Or serve it toasted under those creamed leftovers. Or in big delicious sandwiches with yesterday's beef roast, sliced just the right thickness. Dozens of ways that butternut can help you build a better budget meal. Yes, if you've a big family and a small budget, remember, serve more butternut bread. Pick up the only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. You'll like it. Everybody does. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.